You know, hearing Sheldon talk about the richness of Hawaii, it seems like such an obvious place to have a vibrant cuisine because, you know, all the ingredients are there, right? Like you have this fantastic climate and rich soil and all these different cultures that have come there. But it also made me think of the cuisine of the Faroe Islands because the Faroes are pretty much the opposite of Hawaii. Smack dab between Iceland and Norway, it's a country of just 50,000 people, almost all descendants of Vikings who landed there over 1,000 years ago, and they're all quick to tell you that there are more sheep than people. And it is one of the most beautiful places I have ever been. It's this vastness of sky and sea, but there's also this intense feeling that anywhere you can lay your eyes on, you can just get up and walk to. It's a magical feeling. It's almost like you're just floating above the earth. And it was summer when I was there a few years ago, which is to say it was 50 degrees, but brilliantly, just incredibly green, glowing neon green. But for all their intense green and beauty, the Faroes are one of the most barren places I've ever been. Back in the 1600s, I believe, a Danish priest moved there and wrote home about it. And he wrote, "Countries are praised for their great wealth, several metals, minerals, precious stones, pearls, wine, and grain. But all this God denied the Faroes." Which is really cold coming from a priest. But it's a crazy environment. And so, you know, potatoes are about the only thing that people try to grow there. And most of the traditional food is basically just a subsistence diet of fish or lamb, fresh or mostly air-dried. Those potatoes, like birds if you can get them, and maybe their eggs, and some medicinal herbs that grow in the warm months. But there are hardly any vegetables, no fruit to speak of, and not even salt. Because if you think about it, it doesn't get enough sun to really evaporate seawater into salt. And yet, when I was there, I met a chef named Leif Sorensen, who was kind of single-handedly inventing a fine dining cuisine of the Faroe Islands. In his restaurant, I had this unreal tasting menu. He knew one man on the islands who was growing turnips in his dad's yard, and for some magical reason they tasted, I swear to God, like pears and cantaloupes. So I had turnip juice that tasted like pears and cantaloupes to go with my dinner. And I had this insanely fat mussel with seaweed smoke, and I had the sweetest langoustine ever, which he'd seasoned with dried seaweed instead of salt. And underneath each dish was a story of how hard life had to work to make this cuisine out of almost thin air. The Faroe Islands have some of the best seafood in the world, but Leif couldn't get local fish in his restaurant because all the seafood vendors are geared for export. So he asked his dad to go out and fish for him. And he could serve me that mussel because he happened to know a guy who was a construction worker on a bridge who like looked down one day into the water and was like, "Hey, there's some shells there." And he went diving for them. And he was like, "Oh my God, what is this thing?" And Leif is, "That's a mussel, that's a mussel." And he got so excited, he ran over to the prime minister's house, knocked on his door, and started lobbying him to change the laws so they can serve local shellfish. And just like that, he invented a Faroese shellfish industry. But he couldn't get enough people to work in the restaurant with him. So he was serving the tables while running the kitchen the night I was there. And his sous chef was actually an old protege of his who was at home for vacation from his real job cooking in Copenhagen. And honestly, a lot of his neighbors didn't get it because they can get imported food now in the Faroes in a grocery store, so they don't understand why Leif wants to cook Faroese food. Or on the other hand, people were like, "Oh, what, like our food isn't good enough for you? You have to go make it fancy?" And his cousin came in for dinner once and laughed at the portions. When the server came to bring his dish, he said, "Oh, don't go anywhere." And he ate the whole thing with one swipe of his fork and just handed him the plate back. But through all of this, life keeps working and kept inventing and kept finding new foods in his tiny home country. And he eventually left the restaurant, but his protege decided to move home to the Faroes and stay, and he took over. And just earlier this year, the Michelin Guide, France's old line arbiter of taste, came and gave the restaurant a star. It had made the news all over Scandinavia. The Faroe Islands, where so little grows, has won one of the most coveted awards in food. And so, you know, cuisines are always built on the happenstances of history, culture, environment, climate. But sometimes, every once in a while, they're built on the vision of just one person. Amazing.